email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, every year, Irish hospitals take in millions of euro in car parking charges. Hospitals say they put concessions in place for patients and families who need to use parking longer term or more regularly, and that this has become a much needed revenue scheme. Now, the Irish Cancer Society has long campaigned against the charges, and today they're launching a new campaign aimed at highlighting the burden on children and their families. And Brian O'Connell joins me on this. Brian, you've reported on this many times, and it's a lucrative revenue stream, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's received a lot of media attention and public reaction in recent years. I was reading through a debate in a private member's bill from February in the Dáil, where Deputy Padraig Tobin had discovered that €12 million in car parking fees was collected in 2020. Now, many of the hospitals were closed because of COVID, or many of their services were. So back in 2017, if you go back that far, €60,000 was being collected through car parking fees in public hospitals every single day. So hospitals, as you said, have put in a range of measures, and this is to try and lessen the cost, particularly for families using car parks longer term. But the Irish Cancer Society, they've long campaigned on this issue. They're highlighting today the impact these car parking charges have on families of children who require hospital care.
And you spoke to some of those families.
Well, I spoke to two families. First was Fiona Fallon, and her daughter has a heart condition. She spent 17 weeks in and out of hospital before she was 4 months old. So essentially, her family has had a lot of experience around the costs associated with hospital car parking charges, particularly in their case in Sligo and in Crumlin. I asked Fiona if she had any idea how much have they actually paid in car parking charges during the period her daughter needed treatment.
I worked it out, I think, somewhere between €200 and €300 in that period. And then I'm paying on an ongoing basis for charges every time she has outpatient appointments in both hospitals. So every time we go to visit the Crumlin setting, it's about €80 between parking, eating out and fuel charges. And then if we go to Sligo, it's less.
So Fiona, do you think there should be no charges, or do you think they should be reduced significantly?
I think they should be really significantly reduced for families who are frequent flyers, i.e. people who have long-term complex needs and need to visit the hospital often, and also for long-stay families. Some families stay months and even years in the hospital, and those people obviously shouldn't have to worry about parking fees, if enough to worry about.
And the argument from the hospital would be that they have put in concessions in place to try and limit the burden on families like yourself, but also that this is a revenue stream they've come to rely on.
I'm aware of that, and I know that, but I don't think that you should be taxing people who already have enough worries on their plate. For example, carers like me have had to give up their jobs, they've lost of income, and I think the least the government can do is support them by not penalising them for using the car parks when they have no other choice. They have to use the hospital car parks.
How's your daughter doing now?
Anna's doing wonderful now. She's about to start preschool, but she'll have ongoing hospital needs and hospital visits. So I'm really grateful for all the care she got. I would love to see that this matter wouldn't be a worry for other families like us. I think that Anna has done so well. I'm almost feel guilty for mentioning the whole money conundrum, but a lot of families do have significant worries like this going on in the background that are unnecessary.
Well, it adds to the burden. That's Fiona Fallon. And you spoke to another family, Brian. Tell us about them.
Yes, I spoke to Laura Cullinan, and her daughter was diagnosed with a kidney tumour at 21 months. She had chemotherapy and her kidney was removed, and she's had ongoing treatment after her third birthday. For example, she had more aggressive tumours which needed to be treated. That lasted 12 months. So she's aged 10 now and she's in good health, which is the good news. But this is some of the impact car parking charges has had on the family.
From our perspective, we're based in Roscommon, and we used to travel between two hospitals, one being Mullingar and the other one being Crumlin. And it's quite expensive when you're travelling anyway for care. So it added to the burden and the stress financially. You know, you're just about keeping your head above water if you can. And then every time you go to a car park, you have anywhere between €10 to €32 for your trip, and you could be in and out of that car park a few times in the day. So the minimum charge on it was €4.
The hospitals would say, Laura, that they have put concessions in place, caps in place for regular users like yourself. Did you experience much of that?
Yes, they have caps in place, but the problem with that is there wasn't signposting. From my perspective, when we were in and out of treatment, I didn't actually realise that there was caps. It wasn't told to us. It was one of them things. So this ICS report with Children in Hospital Ireland is really highlighting the need to signpost the concessions and the caps that are in place. I pay my health insurance. My health insurance was used while Isabel was in treatment. You know, I know it was quite a large bill that came off my health insurance. And then the government are also ploughing an awful lot of money into the HSE and into the hospitals.
How's your daughter doing?
She's doing great. She's really looking forward to going back to school with her buddies tomorrow. She's going into fourth class. Take every day as it comes, and we feel quite fortunate that we're one of the lucky ones.
Now, Laura mentioned the Irish Cancer Society report, which is out today. What does that tell us, Brian?
It's quite interesting reading. It says over 90% of families surveyed said they paid for parking to attend appointments for their children. Now, families where their child had finished treatment reported they could spend on average of just over €200 per month on parking charges when their child was being taken to cancer treatment. Some hospitals, we should know, Claire, do provide free parking to children and their families at Kerry, Mayo, University Hospital Limerick, for example, especially if they're undergoing cancer care. There are concessions offered elsewhere, for example, in the CUH in Cork, Kerry and Sligo as well. And then the average cost of parking for 4 hours across the country is €6.24. Now, finally, I spoke to Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society, Avril Power, on their campaign and why they feel these charges should be dropped.
The physical and emotional impact of serious childhood illnesses like cancer is bad enough, but the financial toll can also be immense, particularly at the minute during the worst cost of living crisis in decades. Parents of sick children are really struggling. When a child is sick, parents often have to give up work to look after them, and at the same time, they're being hit with costs of almost €5,000 in some cases, just for the expenses associated with bringing their children to and from hospital appointments.
The hospitals would say they have brought in a range of concessions, if you like, for people who are repeat visitors.
The charges vary enormously around the country. Some hospitals offer free parking, others offer some concessions, although often they're not advertised, so parents aren't aware. And some offer no help at all, with parents paying charges of up to €4 an hour or €25-30 a day, which is really crippling and puts them under enormous pressure. The hospitals cover millions in underfunding through these charges, and that's why it's up to governments to help families. It's up to government to provide the funding to ensure that families of seriously ill children and young people aren't being hit with excessive charges, either in hospital car parks or in street parking outside hospitals like Crumlin and Temple Street.
I noticed that in the UK, for example, a lot of these charges have been removed.
Back in 2018, then Minister Harris commissioned a review and promised that there would be changes. And here we are now, 4 years later, in the midst of the worst cost of living crisis in decades, and still parents of seriously ill children are being hit with these charges. It's incredibly unfair.
So your campaign is calling for what?
We're calling for a standardised approach where the government provides the funding to hospitals to provide free parking on site for seriously ill children and their families.
That's Avril Power from the Irish Cancer Society. And there is a political commitment to tackle this, Brian.
Well, it's in the programme for government. It commits to introducing a cap on the maximum daily charge for patients and visitors at all public hospitals, and where possible, to introduce flexible passes. Now, I also got on to Children's Health Ireland, and they pointed out there are discounted parking rates available, as we've been saying. They say they work with families who may have a longer stay. They encourage parents to talk with the ward manager to seek support with financial costs, and they also engage with social workers. But as we heard from Laura, she would like those discounts to be better signposted in hospitals. They also work with charity partners, they tell me, and they try and provide financial support for families with children who are accessing cancer services.
Brian, thank you very much for bringing us that report. That's Brian O'Connell. We'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The young woman came and swung for me and said, I don't care. And in a very aggressive manner, she said, I don't care what the F or who the F is on this train. I'm going to kill anyone that's looking at me. And with that, she launched at me and threw a punch. But unfortunately, the latter end of her hand hit my son's head and banged his head off one of the metal poles.
Lifeline with Joe Duffy, weekdays from 1:45 on RTE Radio 1. Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And we're getting some reaction on Brian's report on car parking at hospitals. This from Ann Lewin in Tralee. One of the other associated issues is a lack of alternative access other than a car. Where are the buses? There's no bus service in Tralee. Where are the cycle lanes? And this listener says, patients of Temple Street, spare a thought for them because we have to use on-street parking and we have to carry a sick child from as far as Mountjoy Square or further. So I'd happily pay parking fees for parking near the hospital. And of course, they're very expensive if you're paying on-street parking in Dublin city centre. And that's an ongoing issue. Brian bringing us that report on what the Irish Cancer Society is doing, highlighting parking for parents of children who need to use hospital services. Now,